Page 36. Spaces that heal. The latest medical breakthrough is the hospital room itself. Someday, not too long from now, when you're away from home, you might have the chance to stay in a room unlike any you've ever seen. You'll have unprecedented privacy with your bathroom restocked from the hallway. Your bedside remote will let you pull up the shades or flip on the AC. And the TV will fill an entire wall. It could be a swank hotel, but it's the hospital room of the future. Time for an upgrade. Hospitals need to change, and they're turning to architects for help. In part, the impetus for new-look hospitals is bureaucratic. Medicare and private insurers are moving away from the fee-for-service model, in which they pay for each procedure and Tylenol tablet, to flat fee payments for entire episodes of care, a knee replacement, say, or an arterial bypass operation. So rooms are less of a profit center. Medicare has also begun paying bonuses to hospitals that provide effective, high-quality treatment while penalizing those that don't meet basic standards or have high rates of avoidable readmissions. Private insurers are beginning to follow suit. The changes dovetail with years of research showing that the color, shape, layout, and accoutrements of a hospital room have a direct effect on health. In 2005, a team at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center studied the effect of sunlight on the recovery of patients who just had spinal surgery. Comparing patients on brighter and darker sides of a room, the experiment concluded that sunlight significantly reduced both pain and the need for analgesic medication. Dozens of other studies have reached similar conclusions on patient exposure to nature and art, classical music, colored walls, and the presence of family members. In other words, pleasant rooms aren't only more comfortable, they're therapeutic. Tomorrow's hospital rooms will also be fully wired to help patients engage with the outside world and their own treatment. At the Kaiserslautern Military Community Medical Center in Germany, which will serve soldiers returning from the Middle East, the entire wall opposite the bed will have an interactive video screen, letting patients look at photos of their kids, stream Netflix, Skype with their friends, see schedules for doctor's visits, and hold video chats with teams of physicians. Do no harm. Other recent research has looked at how hospitals contribute to patient harm. A landmark 1999 study by the Institute of Medicine of the National Academy of Sciences concluded that medical errors, including falls and medication mistakes, were responsible for up to 98,000 deaths in American hospitals each year, making preventable hospital errors the fifth leading cause of death, behind only maladies like heart disease and cancer. Hospitals believe better design can reverse the trend. When architecture firm HOK began creating the University Medical Center of Princeton at Plainsboro in New Jersey, a replacement hospital building, fall prevention was a top priority. Nurses wanted clear sight lines into the room so they could see if someone was struggling to get out of bed, but the toilet presented a design problem. The safest place for the toilet is along the wall by the bed, but putting it there would obstruct the nurse's view of the patient's head. The solution to the sight line problem? The parallelogram. By canting the room at angles like a diamond on a playing card, the toilet can still go near the patient, but recessed so that the nurse can see the patient from head to toe. The arrangement also lets the patient see both the window and the video screen. The room's layout is novel, too. The space is divided into three zones: family, patient, and clinical staff. The entire window area is given over to the family and other visitors, with extended seating transformable into a bed. The patient zone includes the bed, the toilet, and the media wall. The staff zone has a dedicated sink separate from the patient's bathroom, a computer screen for electronic records, and a medicine supply cabinet refillable from the hall, allowing for accurate, timely deliveries and minimizing patient exposure to microbes. Privacy predominates. For all the architectural innovation, the most significant change is the shift to private rooms, which will both improve care and save money. Per-bed construction costs are higher for all private hospitals, but occupancy rates are higher too, potentially 90% to 95% at an all-private hospital versus 75% or so for a double-room facility. As numerous studies show, sharing a hospital room significantly increases the chance of acquiring a life-threatening infection. The infection rate for those in private rooms is far lower. In all, according to research by the Institute for Healthcare Improvement, amenities such as larger single-patient rooms, bigger windows, cleaner air systems, and decentralized nurse stations add $30 million to the $350 million price tag of a typical 300-bed hospital. But the changes yielded annual savings of about $10 million, giving a payback of only 3 years. It costs less to operate a private room hospital, says Dr. George Tingwald of Stanford University Medical Center, so everyone is doing it. In fact, almost no one in the United States is building 2 bedrooms now, and in some states, health codes require that all rooms be private. Modern medicine has produced an astounding cornucopia of technology: medical devices, pharmaceuticals, imaging equipment, surgical tools. The hospital itself will now be part of that arsenal. Vocabulary focus. Swank. Impetus. Bureaucratic. Penalize. Dovetail. Wired. Recessed. Amenity. Decentralize. Cornucopia. Arsenal.